Good morning, everyone. We are joined by officials from the town of Kapuskasing to shed more light on the proposed new swimming pool for Kapuskasing. Town Administrator Galen Burrell, as well as Sebastian Lassard, Kapuskasing Town Councilor, in studio with us. Sebastian, I guess some thoughts. First of all, what are you hearing in terms of, as you make your way around town, what kind of reaction are you getting from residents regarding the news of all the numbers being released and that people are starting to shed more light about the pool?
Well, in my immediate circle, people obviously are very excited about the opportunity of potentially building a new pool in our community. The pool is a facility that's being underutilized right now, I would say, the current pool that we have, because of its current status and the renovations and the type of pool that we have. It's not the most friendliest of area to attend, whether it be parking or the pool itself, the temperature of the water. So for myself, I have young kids and we go out of town, and as soon as we go out of town, the first thing we look for when we go to a hockey tournament is activities that we can do in other towns. And the first, our first focus is there a pool? So for us to be able to even fathom having the type of infrastructure that's being proposed in this grant submittal is very exciting. And so people that are talking to me are obviously in favor of this project. But we are cognizant that there are some people out there that do have some worries, and we have an ear for that as well.
Talk a little bit about, Sebastian, what are some of the misconceptions that you're hearing about this whole project?
Well, probably the biggest misconception is, I would say, probably the cost. So first and foremost, this project is at the grant submittal phase. So we're not even going forward with building a pool right now. The cost of the pool, $22.74 million, is the cost that's being proposed in the grant submission. And of course, that's something that can be looked at if we do get the grant. But what the real cost is basically $6 million. And so people are comparing, should we invest in a new pool or should we be investing in renovating the pool that we have? And of course, people are not aware of all the renovations that need to happen in the current pool that we have, where we're looking at millions of dollars that we have to invest in just to bring it up to snuff. And the fact that this pool has outlived its life expectancy. So for us as a council, when we're looking at investing money, we know having a pool is very important in our town, just for water security, for kids to learn how to swim, but more than that, for leisure activities during our long winters. So if we have to invest millions of dollars, of course, we'll look at getting the best bang for our buck.
Talk a little bit about, you know, what do we need to do in terms of what's next in terms of getting people behind the pools, just to keep spreading the word about how this goes?
Well, I think to date, what's been really interesting is the fact that we're sharing the entire process, so that we are applying for a grant. And of course, that's led to a lot of discussion. And that's what we want, basically, is that type of discussion. Now, the first thing that needs to happen, and that's already happened, is we've submitted our grant. Now we got to wait for a response. So we're not even sure we're going to get this money, right? And so this grant application would cover 73.3% of the cost of this new pool. Now, if we don't get that money, the project is basically over, right? For this type of project here. So we'll have to look at other options. But I mean, right now we got to wait. And as soon as we get an answer, we'll revisit the project and see how feasible it is the way it was proposed and what we have to do if in priorities with other projects that we have.
Galen, let's talk inside the numbers. The project's worth $22.7 million. What does that number represent in terms of taxes and numbers for municipal residents?
So first of all, the 22.7, I would call that an all-inclusive price. When you apply for a grant, you want to make sure you're not leaving anything out, because if you do, and you think about those things afterwards, then the full cost of these things that you would want to add later on is on the municipality's back. So it's an all-inclusive price. We can shave some items off. There's some unknowns in there. For example, the foundation of the pool. So we don't have a full assessment of the soils. We didn't have time to get that. So we assume sort of the worst conditions of soil. So there's a lot of money in there for building this on inadequate soils, where if we find that it's better, then we're shaving in the budget. And there's all sorts of items like that. In terms of what it means for the taxpayers, like Sebastien said, it's not 22.7. The municipality's share is 6 million. It does not necessarily equate to an increase in taxes. I mean, we've been doing projects for the town of Cap here since I've been here. Well, for a very long time, but I can speak to since I've been here for 3 years. And we've done a lot of projects on the highway. We're buying a grader this year, a new snowplow, and none of those are coming at an increase in taxes. We've maintained the taxation level exactly where it was 3 years ago. So it doesn't mean we're never going to increase taxes. I mean, the cost of life, cost of living in general is going up, but we can't necessarily equate $6 million on the taxpayers' back if the project goes forward.
But the big thing, Guylaine, too, is that this pool, when it's built, and if it does get built in the long term, the deal is that the pool is basically almost, for operating costs, very, very similar to what it would be for what we've got going on right now.
Yeah, that's an interesting fact about this project. So at the very beginning of this grant application, we visited Kirkin Lake. They just completed the construction of their pool in 2018, and they've got enough data now to understand what it means for them. Kirkin Lake is a similar town as Kapuskasing, about the same population, and we're presenting a project that is very similar to what Kirkin Lake built. So we're able to rely on their experience. And what they saw was exactly what you're saying, is that they saw an increase in operating costs because there's more staffing, first of all. There's more use of the pool, so there's more staffing required. It's a larger building. There's two pools, one warmer, one colder. But they also saw a large increase in user at the pool. So they doubled, essentially, their the usage of the pool, and that comes with additional revenue. So the additional cost of about 20% is what they saw was completely made up by additional revenue. So the portion that is on that is supplemented by tax money remain about the same or a little less even. So.
Well, there you go. One of the questions we got, gentlemen, on social media is concerning why not renovate the current Don Abruzzo pool instead of building new.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So the current pool, for those that may not be aware, is 25 yards long instead of 25 meters. So it's not regulation size, so we can't host competitions. So the first thing that we'd have to do is extend the pool to 25 meters. It's only about a meter longer, but it makes a difference between being able to host these competitions or not. The other thing we want to do with a new pool is add a therapeutic or a leisure pool. So by separating the two pools, having a competition pool and a leisure pool, you're able to keep the two at different temperatures. The swimmers want a colder pool, and the ones that go for therapeutic reasons or just leisure for fun, they appreciate a warmer pool. So all of that means a lot more space, and we'd be eating up into the area around the existing pool. And for those that are currently using the pool, you know that there's not a lot of parking there. The only parking that's available actually doesn't really belong to the pool. It's really for the school. So if you go there during work days, there's just no parking at the pool. And even on weekends, that's very limited parking. So it's mostly on-street parking. So if we were to build on that other pool, we'd essentially be eating up all that space around it, and the entire parking would be on street. And it's already an issue today for those residents and even the users of the pool. So in my mind, renovating the old pool and trying to do what we want to do with the new pool is just not an option.
So what's next in terms of this grant application, Guylaine? You guys hit the send button yesterday. What are we now? Now it's a wait and see moment, correct?
It's mostly a wait and see. There's some things we can go back and work on that don't cost any money. You touched on the operating costs. That's not something we spent a lot of time on in preparing the grant application. We can look at that a bit more closely now. I think the most important thing is, and for council is to, and for us staff is to collect feedback. I mean, the numbers out there, we've made a big announcement. We've made a big deal out of this. We've got a period of time where people can express their feedback. They can tell us that they agree with the project. They can tell us they disagree. they can propose some ideas, and we're listening. So I think that's the most important thing here from now until we hear whether we've been successful at getting this grant.
And what has the provincial government told you about this grant and the application process, and yay or nay?
Unfortunately, we haven't really heard anything at this point. They encourage applications from all over. We know that a lot of municipalities are putting in applications. We're not the only ones. Just looking here on Highway 11, there's a lot of projects being proposed, mostly renovations to existing facilities. So that's what that grant stream offered as well, is renovating existing facilities. So if you're sitting there with an old arena, for example, that's an opportunity to redo the inside or the outside or whatever, right? So I'm sure they'll be receiving an enormous amount of applications, but hopefully ours is on top of the pile.